Sounds kind of arrogant when you say that, doesn't it? Comes off as arrogant.
I mean, when you put it as by me, Andy Baskin.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's very like, that's like Hody saying my listeners, right? Same thing. Right, Hody? Are you still okay? Are we over this now or no? I just want to make sure.
Oh, we're not over it.
This poor kid, he's just trying to live his life back there. It's bad enough.
Just trying to be a good 2020 anchor, Andy.
It's bad enough he's got to take his test in the hall because he keeps copying our papers.
Yeah, that is weak.
Okay, hold the phone now.
It's weak.
Actually, we'd prefer if you'd answer the phone rather than just hold the thing and look occupied.
Yeah.
I think that deserves a sound effect, Dan.
Now you're calling for your drops?
He's calling for drops.
What is happening?
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
You're copying his paper too. You're going to be taking your test in a room by yourself instead of on the hall. You're getting
fine by me.
I'm going to put you down to the end of the bathroom.
I didn't even know there was an exam today. I didn't study.
Every day is an exam.
Copying everyone's homework.
Every day is an exam for you.
Thank you for having me.
Look at him calling for his own drops. Forget what I said about arrogant, man. Are you? Kid just walked in the door like 5 minutes ago. He's like, I need green M&Ms only. Please. What are you people doing in here? Right, can we go back to this UNLV story for a second?
Matthew Sluka,
the quarterback for UNLV. And we're talking about the run of Rebels being 3-0 for the first time since 1984. And this kid's a transfer from Holy Cross, right? Guy, I should say. I don't know. After high school, you probably shouldn't call them kids.
Kids, guys, whatever. It's...
My first thought is, if what he's saying is true, and I think if there's no paperwork on it, then I don't know how do you prove it or not. But let's just say you're this quarterback, you come in, your team's now 3-0, and you're off to your best start, and then the school that promised you, according to him, $100,000 isn't living up to it. It sounds to me like they weren't even paying for his housing. Don't they have a dorm? And by the way, you know how many hotel rooms are in Vegas? I can't put them up somewhere, even if it's a nasty old joint that's like $19 a night. I mean, really? They're not making that. I probably don't want that answer. But you know, I'm looking at it, and then I'm like, if UNLV doesn't live up to their end, and there are other teams watching this kid play quarterback, why shouldn't? And I know there's a rule against it in the NCAA. Why shouldn't he be able to go play for another school in the middle of the season? Why shouldn't he be able to transfer to somewhere else? That was the first thing I thought of. I'm like, okay, this kid leaves. He ends up at UNLV, and now he's a quarterback. They say, we're going to pay you $100,000. If this is all true, they say, we're going to pay you $100,000. They didn't do it. They didn't come through. And so, hey, you know, it's like going to work. Like, I'm flipping burgers. I do it for a week, do it for 2 weeks, expect my check to show up, doesn't show up.
See ya.
What am I going to do? Boom. Drop the mic and walk out the door. Next thing you know, you're flipping burgers somewhere else where you know they're going to pay you, where the check is going to clear.
Step one, get it in writing. I feel for Matthew Sluka throughout this entire thing.
If it's true, let's just make sure, because it's still...
If it's true, you're right. Allegedly.
But if he's not going to play, you better believe.
But again... Get it in writing. Don't do handshake deals. Don't do, oh yeah, we'll take care of you. No, get it in writing. Because the minute that isn't in writing, if it all of a sudden turns into the situation you're in right now, if it's not in writing, if you have it in writing, at least then you can go to a lawyer. You can at least make them have to give you that money. But if you have it as a handshake agreement, what are we doing here? This is going to come off very poorly, and I understand. It's the great line. Record company people are shady, right?
Right. I don't know if that's true. I've known some record company people that aren't shady.
All right. Well, a lot of people will come back to you and do the record company people are shady.
Okay.
It's kind of the same thing we're in right now with the NCAA and these schools, because it's the wild, wild west. And there are no rules and there are no regulations, because the NCAA decided, you know, they fought tooth and nail not to let it happen, that they put no thought into putting rules and regulations if it happened. So instead, we're in the wild, wild west. So you kind of have to look out for yourself. Get it in writing. That's the one thing, man. His dad should have looked at him. His mom should have looked at him. His grandparents should have looked at him and been like, dude, get it in writing. Aunt and uncle, dude, get it in writing. That's the part of this that I look at him and I go, bud.
What if he can prove it? What if he's got a text message that says, okay, you're getting $100,000. Now you have it in writing, right?
You got it in writing.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has it in writing or not. I think in a court, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer, but I think in court that's considered writing. But yeah, get it in writing. That's the first part of this. The second part, the in-season transfer thing, I mean, look, if you're not going to have any rules to begin with, you're right. Somebody's going to fight this in a court of law and get it. That these guys are independent contractors, and it's been shown over and over and over again.
Have I ever had this? I know I've had this conversation with Phelps, and it drives him crazy, but...
Well, Andy, there's just one thing.
Oh, I'm glad he's not here to give you the evil eye.
I've done it to his face. He laughs.
I have this belief, and I know it drives people absolutely insane, especially if you're like total traditionalist. I believe, especially if you're paying to go to a school, you should be eligible to play. I don't care if it's your eighth year.
Don't do this.
I don't care if it's your seventh year at the school. If you're, let's just say you want to go to med school. They have med school there, and you still want to play football for 7 years.
Do you really want to watch 36-year-old Chris Leak running around taking bowling?
If it makes the game better,
right?
Well, it's up to the school. The school doesn't have to play him. You don't have to play him.
And no offense to Chris Leak. That was just the first thing that popped
into
my head.
No, but what I'm saying is, look, if you pay to go to a school, right? Forget about it, especially in this time of NIL. And you want to pay, and you're a grad student, and you're past 4 years of eligibility, no matter how many, 6 years to get in for, whatever you however we want to look at it, why should you not be? You are an active participant of the university. Why should you not be able to play as long as you're there?
If you're going to live by that philosophy.
100%, I live by that philosophy.
And by that rule.
Like, get rid of the clock.
Then you... then you immediately need to separate the university from the athletic department. It just...
No. You have to be.
You're going down that road.
You're taking it the wrong way. What I'm saying is have affiliated yourself with the university because you are still an active student there. Now, I'm not talking about people that work there or people that are instructors at a university or administration. I'm talking about students. If the games are for students to be able to participate in... And you're a student at a university. Why can't maybe you're taking the slow road? Maybe you just don't like to be in school. By the way, if you're playing big time college football, it's not like you can go to every class. Let's just remember they're there to get the education, really. And so, if you're in the school and you're an active participant as an underclassman or as someone who's maybe going for a second degree or something like that, why not?
All right.
If you're good enough to be on the team, you should still be able to play on that team.
Okay. Because if you still want to refer to it as college football.
You're in college.
There needs to be some kind. By having some kid taking bowling in his seventh year, that's not the essence of what college football is looking
like. There is a lot to be learned by the art of kegling. I don't understand why you're belittling bowling.
I mean, you're right. It's math.
Yes.
Physics.
Yes.
I get it.
Keep going. I'm really impressed.
Strength and conditioning?
Hey, listen,
that's a pretty heavy ball.
If you're sitting at the table and you're maybe perhaps having a libation with somebody else, isn't that social studies? Could that not be politics?
No, that's sociology. That's what that is. You pull everybody in the bowling alley and now you're onto something.
Well, oh, that's right. If you're looking at everyone else and you're coming up with a survey or something like that.
See, there you go. That's the problem is if you're then you've become the minor leagues. Then you need to separate church and state and call yourself minor league football. Like that's at
open
a certain,
your eyes, man.
At a certain oh,
these
I know.
Guys are making way more than minor leaguers.
Trust me, I'm not saying this with a level of naivety. I'm saying it as like this is what they would tell you. They would look at you and go, "We are not a minor league. We are here providing a service of community and whatever other hogwash they want to sell you." And so. That's the thing with it. We can't live in a... I mean, could you? Sure. Could you have 35-year-old quarterbacks running around because they're, you know, taking basket weaving? Sure. Why not? But, like, is that really the essence of college football? Does that really make you want to tune in and pay attention to this?
Is there an essence of college football left? I don't think so.
Yeah, we've got bands coming in. We've got the cheerleading. Like, there's a pageantry that comes with it. There's a tradition that comes with it.
Why couldn't that be in pro football, too?
You're like, ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris Leak.
Why don't we have a marching band for the Browns?
He's 42. Yay!
What if a 40? But in the past, a 42-year-old could play. If let's say they left high school, went to the military, and decided they weren't going back to school till they were 42, their NCAA clock.
Yeah, you get the
didn't
the,
start.
Is it the Colorado kicker? The Colorado
Ashland
kicker?
Had a couple guys like that.
Yeah,
a long
Ashland
time
was
ago.
In the same way.
It was a long time ago, though. But
we at some point, you need to just lay down the law and be like, okay, this, we can't, we have to have some essence of college, right?
No, they have destroyed everything. Do you understand that?
But
you have a quarterback at UNLV. Yes, they have.
I don't think
you
it's
have
destroyed.
A quarterback at UNLV that just left after a 3-0 start because they didn't pay him.
Andy,
what is left to college football?
Andy, I think it's better. It's not destroyed. It's better. We're in a better place now than where
we were. No, I'm not saying we're not as far as maybe what you're watching.
The product kicks rear end right now. The product has never been better.
You're talking out of both sides of your mouth, though. Because what I'm saying is these rules don't – they made it better by changing or getting rid of all the rest of the, all the rules. So why not? If you're going to do it, go all in. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. You know what's next. Quick predicts. Give us the score of the Browns-Raiders game coming up on Sunday and Monday mornings. Headline at 216-474-0092.